Hey, Chelsea Cross here in Orlando at Spotlight of Innovation with Siemens, talking to Judy Martinez Fay, the Chief City Executive in the Midwest region in Siemens USA. So Judy, I'm not even gonna try to tell you everybody what you do because it's so intense and incredible. So tell us, Judy, what does it mean to be the Chief City Executive? Tell us all the deets of what your day-to-day and really what your role entails.
Great. Well, Chelsea, thank you for having me. I really appreciate being on your show, and I think I have one of the best jobs in Siemens. We are part of the Smart Cities team, and I represent the Midwest for Siemens on this team, and really we are the key representatives for Siemens in our cities. For me, that spans across 11 states, but really I get to work in four major vertical areas, which are all really interesting in and of themselves, but they're buildings, energy, water, wastewater, and transportation, which includes airports, trains, and roads. So on any given day, my life can go in a whole different direction depending on the topic. In addition, sometimes I work on health issues in hospitals, so working on talking about CT scans and the future of patient care. So really, there's not many of us that can work across the entire Siemens portfolio, but I'm one of those people and I feel so lucky to have this job.
That's incredible to have such a expanded reach across the different verticals going on within Siemens, which I have to be honest, I feel just within the past 48 hours, I've gotten so much more insight into the intricacies of how Siemens is actually powering so much more than just, you know, air quote tech, from
yes.
Architecture to transportation to the healthcare industry. Is there a specific vertical that you feel most excited about or most passionate about in the year 2019 mm-hmm. right now?
I love all of them, but I can tell you that in the 7 years I've been in this role, I have seen a little bit of a change mm-hmm. in what cities are interested in, and that's where my main focus is. So back, 7 years ago when I started, they really were interested in transportation congestion because that was such a big pain point for them.
Oh, yeah.
It was an area where they were trying very desperately to look for solutions. Mm-hmm. They were funding those solutions. And I would say in the course of the last 2 years, we've really seen a shift from transportation congestion really to energy resilience because more people have experienced blackouts. For example, like the blackout at the Atlanta airport, the blackout in New York City.
Mm-hmm.
There's so many that people have experienced that now all of a sudden energy and reliant energy is very important to cities. Plus, if you think about it, we really can't live without our energy, right? Whether it's for our phones or for our different, our water, food. So that has been a shift in the last 2 years that I've seen, and I'm highly passionate about all of those, obviously.
So going back to city congestion,
yes.
And then I want to go to the energy, because I do a lot of travel for work and a lot of hubs, big mm-hmm. cities, right? Which I'm just thinking to myself, if there's any more people born on this planet, where are we going, right? Tell us about some of the ways Siemens is innovating to alleviate that issue and to make consumption less of a cluttered issue.
Mm-hmm.
So what are some of the things that Siemens is trying to tackle right now?
I think what I would say in a nutshell, mm-hmm. it's really digitalization.
Okay.
And what that means is really using data to understand how to make a better society. And so I like to call it the voice of infrastructure. So if you think about it, our whole life revolves around hearing the voice of people, right? If you work in a company, your HR department will tell you the voice of the people. You might have labor groups who are the voice of labor and so on. But when you think about the equipment, whether it's in a factory, in a school, in a hospital, anywhere, that equipment also has a voice, and it can really tell you a whole lot. Think about a street light.
Mm.
So think about a street light that's been sitting on a corner for 100 years, which most of our street lights in big cities have been sitting there that long. Think about all the different things that street light has seen. It has seen you know, public telephone booths come and go. It sees crime. It sees air pollution. It sees congestion, not only number of people crossing that street, but number of cars. It sees the evolution of transportation, whether it's a car or a bike.
Horse-drawn carriage to Tesla.
Exactly, right? Exactly. So think about how much you could learn from that streetlight if you could hear its voice.
You know, I never thought about what a streetlight could tell you before until this moment.
Yes, and so if as you go on your daily journey, you will start to see that if you look at equipment in a different way, you will start to see that each of those pieces of equipment have a voice, whether it's a water pump in a wastewater station, an intelligent traffic system, you know, whatever, an energy grid, and telling you about, you know, the need for power coming out of your building and how you can better equip the people within that building for more resilient power. I mean, so as you start to take your journey now, and you think of that streetlight example, you can think of many other examples of ways that equipment can speak to you. And I think that's the biggest innovation within Siemens, is taking that data and really learning from it to help the lives of citizens all over the world.
Absolutely. And to actually use an example that I learned from our tech tour in Orlando yesterday, our tour guide was talking about how they're using digitalization to give us more data from actual, like the dumpsters from where people are putting their trash, and the ability, or they're either rolling something out or testing something, that they're going to be able to test the weight of certain items in those dumpsters or trash bins to make sure that security is not an issue, or which is very top of mind for Siemens, security and safety. And these are all insane things. Such small changes could be such effective results, right? Just from that one, you know, think of the Boston Marathon, right? That there was all these dumpster locations, and if that technology was there,
great
would something
point.
Have been found faster? So it's unbelievable for those who aren't in tech, in data, and immersed in it as much as you are on a day-to-day. We just are walking down the street and not thinking twice about it. Now I'm going to be thinking about what the streetlight's telling me, what the stop sign's seeing, what the dumpster could do. It's really unbelievable to think about.
It really is, yes.
Now, Judy, as a female leader in this company, what does that mean to you? I mean, 2018, in my opinion, was the ultimate year of women's empowerment.
Yes.
Right? They cannot shut us up anymore.
They agreed.
Cannot deny
yes.
our power
That's
and our
right.
strength and our resilience anymore. Mm-hmm. Tell me about being, what a female leader means to you today.
It's interesting because I have to go back. I mean, in order to explain who I am today, I really have to go back to where I started. And I really credit my father because, to be honest with you, I never knew I was a girl. You know, he treated me like a boy or like anyone else, right? He never said, or my parents, I should say, never said, you can't do this because you're a girl or you shouldn't do this. And in fact, it was the contrary. You know, my father wanted me, I was the oldest in our family, so he wanted me very early on to be his buddy, you know, watching football and working on cars and doing all the things he loved. And so I never knew I was a girl, I think, until I got into maybe high school.
Wow.
And then I started to realize, okay, girls are treated differently. And so in my life and in my career, I have really tried to embrace the fact that I'm a woman, but that I'm not, you know, I'm not in the work world, I'm not necessarily portraying myself, number one, as a woman. I mean, number one, I'm a worker. I do what's required of me. There shouldn't be any difference. That's not to say that I haven't been through my obstacles, right, and challenges. And at Siemens, it's interesting because there's many engineers, mechanical, electrical. My background is not in that. Not only am I not an engineer, I'm a woman, which is not really or hasn't been seen in the STEM world as much as it is now, that we're trying to push for it now.
Right.
So I'm one of few women, you know, in my area, but I do have the support of other great women within Siemens, including our CEO, Barbara Humpton, who is
Rockstar.
Such an amazing leader, such an amazing mentor. And so, you know, you always, I think, whatever career you're in, should rely on the support of other women. And I think now, too, I see a shift in that. Women are really supporting each other. I think in my career, that wasn't always the case, I feel, but there's definitely now an attitude shift, I think, among women that we really need to protect ourselves.
Less less of a competitive mindset, more of a collaborative mindset, just because, I mean, when women band together, we are unstoppable.
Yes.
And we have to just stop tearing each other down and instead building each other up.
Exactly.
Because that's only going to create tenfold of
yes.
the effect.
Yes, yes. And I think that is also a shift that I've seen in the last couple of years.
Mm-hmm. So for the future leaders, what do you have to say to the millennials, the Gen Zers, the generation under Gen Z that's not named yet, you know, to be a woman in tech, STEM, or just a female powerhouse?
Mm-hmm.
Any words of wisdom, mantra that you would wish that maybe someone said to you?
Mm-hmm. Well, I think anything is possible. Anything at all. As long as you put your mind to it, it's really, at the end of the day, it's you. And I think the more of an attitude that you have to overcome obstacles rather than let them get in your way, mm-hmm. is a huge change in mindset, you know, that I think will change your career and your life. So you have to, you know, every day wake up and say, you know, I can do this, instead of, you know, coming up with the 10 reasons why you can't. And really, you know, maybe not leading with the fact you're a woman, although I will say with some hesitation, because you're right now it is the time of the woman. I mean, so almost there is empowerment in that. I'm just getting used to it. So yes, I mean, definitely you're empowered in who you are as a human being, mm-hmm. not necessarily just as a woman, although right now we should all be so grateful that we are women, that
yes.
we are born in this country, or that this country offers so much for us.
Absolutely. Yeah. And to end on a personal note, as the chief city executive, whether we're living in city or the suburb, what are the easy things that we could just be doing in our day-to-day life? And whether it's apartment living, you know, single family home living, right? Thankfully now I'm not seeing plastic straws anywhere, but more than just the straw, because I'm like, there's so much more than the straw that we could be doing.
Mm-hmm.
What are some of those easy things that's only going, you know, sometimes it's the compounding effect. If
mm-hmm.
everyone was doing some of these easy things, it would create a better result.
Mm-hmm.
Is there anything more than just, you know, the recycling, the don't buy straws, anything else that we can keep, you know, maybe to bring awareness to that
mm-hmm.
we don't realize we're doing that's not necessarily bettering the planet?
Right. You know, I think it really comes down to being aware of how much you're consuming. You know, think about when you're using your toothpaste. I mean, are you really getting that last little bit out of your toothpaste, or are you throwing it out too soon? You know, are you really using your towels, your paper towel roll, in the best way possible, or are you just kind of taking 5 paper towels out at once and just kind of throwing them out? You know, and I'm always concerned about consumption, because I see all these big warehouse stores where people buy things and you buy in big bulk quantities. But I think the problem is when you have bulk qualities or quantities, you don't really think about how you're using them, because you know you don't have to worry about going through this paper towel. Right, there's so many more.
Yes.
You know, why think about it? And why not use that bar of soap to the very, very end? And so I think we just throw away things that we shouldn't prematurely, and I think the less we consume, obviously, mm-hmm. the better the planet will be.
Such a great point.
So just consumption.
Really great point. Yeah, I'm big on, you know, cutting the end of the toothpaste, just squeeze out the rest.
Go. Wow. Okay.
I do.
That's awesome.
I definitely do. Use it to
yeah.
the last drop, but that's a really great point.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for your time, Judy, and it's so exciting to be here and feel that much more optimistic and hopeful of all the incredible things that are being thought of, taken
mm-hmm.
into consideration, and even trial and error, right? We got to try certain things to see
exactly.
if it's going to work before we immediately say, no, that'll never happen. And it just makes me feel that much more optimistic for my future, my children's future, and it's great to hear the positive things. I think sometimes the negative chatter just takes over.
So true. Yes,
yeah.
yes. That's part of that attitude shift of, you know, I can, I will.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you, Judy.